This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the many, many, many losers on Wall Street today, as I said, was a company that trades under the ticker symbol SHLD, the Sears Holding Group. Shares hit a record low this morning on news from the Wall Street Journal that the company has hired advisors to start pulling together a bankruptcy filing. Now, Sears' struggles aren't new, right? There's been turnaround after turnaround going on for decades. Now, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains how a company, once the epitome of American retail, lost its way.
Sears has been around since the 1890s, and for a long time, it was where you went to buy everything, toys, appliances, clothing. But in the 60s, Walmart and Target opened their doors and sold a lot of the same stuff.
So all of a sudden, they had massive amounts of new competition.
Randy Allen teaches management at Cornell. In 2005, Sears merged with Kmart. The plan was to reinvent the two struggling retail chains, and Allen says that takes a lot of money.
You need to invest money in the stores, in marketing, in people. But the two companies weren't generating sufficient cash.
Over the years, management focused on cutting costs. Sears closed thousands of stores and sold off popular brands like its Craftsman Tools line. Robert Rostin is a principal at Training the Street.
Every time they did something like this, it was oriented around stabilizing cash flows and getting the ship on the right course.
Rostin says ultimately Sears CEO Eddie Lampert cut too much and didn't invest enough. Mark Cohen, a Columbia Business School professor and former CEO of Sears Canada, says the business suffered.
Stores get shabby and dark and dingy and worn out, and then they become less and less likely as destinations for customers to shop.
Sales at Sears have been falling for 6 years. The company is $5.6 billion in debt. And deals with Land's End and Amazon haven't saved the company from where it is today, on the brink of bankruptcy. I'm Mariel Segarra from Marketplace.